Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Thursday. Joe Messina Show. Joe's going to be here in about an hour. This is Whiskey Dave in the chair. Just following up from last night's 3 hours. That was a lot of fun. I hope you had a good time last night. And we're going to have a good time this next hour and the next two after that with Joe returning at the 7 p.m. hour. But I'm delighted to be here with you. Check us out on therealside.com or joemessina.com. And you can also give us a phone call at any time tonight at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I believe we've got a fantastic, one of my favorite guys, Alfonso Rachel. He's going to be joining us here. I don't know if he's with us right now or not. Alfonso? Nope, we don't have him yet, but he will be joining us. The host of the Zopian Den. I know he is a favorite guest here with Joe, and Alfonso and I have spoken many times over the years, and looking forward to getting his perspective on things. You know, I'm a dad. I know you are maybe a parent or a grandparent yourself, and we take a look at the state of the world these days and what has been happening in regards to this seemingly burgeoning violence that is coming out of a much younger generation for seemingly just stupid, ignoramus things. A lot of it has to do with social media and stupid things that are happening with young Gen Zs. I'll give you a quick example. There is a TikTok, and I think this quite frankly, this app should be banned. TikTok, there is this group of people that are running around and they are literally carrying with them gas tanks, gas cans filled with some kind of liquid, and they're going up to strangers who are either getting in or getting out of their cars in parking lots of supermarkets, of Home Depots, of strip malls. So bear with me here. You've got an individual, maybe a 20-year-old, an 18-year-old. They're running up to some random person who's either getting in or getting out of their car in a parking lot, a retail shopping center, and they are carrying with them a big can, a red gasoline can, and they start pouring liquid all over the front of the car. And they say, "We're going to light your car on fire. We're going to light your car on fire." And then they bring out a lighter. What would you do? What would you do if that person then runs after you trying to shake the tank of water at you? Now, it is water, but you're thinking it's gasoline. They've told you they're going to set your car on fire. This is now the new TikTok craze. What is happening? Just so that they get some likes? just so that these individuals can, I mean, what is happening in this world? Can you imagine yourself or your spouse, a child, a parent of yours? And they're literally chasing people down in parking lots. Now, here's the thing. Somebody's going to die. Somebody's going to get killed doing this. Because you mess with the wrong person who has a carry conceal permit. If somebody did that to you and you had a carry conceal permit and they were saying to you, I'm going to light your car on fire, that is an existential threat to you. What would you do? What would you do? I'm asking you the question because this is something which is, I mean, we're dealing in clown world right now, folks. It's like Lord of the Flies revisited in a really horrifying way because these people that are doing this are not doing this because they have vitriol towards you as a human being. They don't know you. Why are they doing this? They're doing this because it will go up on TikTok and they hope that it will go viral and they will get some kind of social media infamy. They want it to go viral and they're going to get likes. What happens after that? I have no idea. Does it mean money in their bank account? I doubt it. I mean, for those people that do things like that, do you think they're going to get sponsors? It's not like Dylan Mulvaney is going to get paid by Anheuser-Busch if she did something like that. He did something like that, I should say. Now, what are we looking at here? We're looking at a psycho group of individuals that have been indoctrinated to believe that anything that they do on social media, going into a store, stealing products, putting that out there, there's a craze that's been going on for a few years on social media where you see, and you can find it on YouTube, where young kids, teenagers, and kids in their 20s and idiots that are older than that should know better, are deciding that they're going to enjoy the wonderful taste of the most extreme pepper extracts in the world. To the point where some of these people are ending up in emergency rooms. The Carolina Reaper, the Ghost Peppers, Magnums, and there's others. And I'm not even going to mention the one that the kids are trying to do right now because I don't get any ideas. This is really scary stuff. People are going crazy. We're going to talk about this hour. We'll be right back here after the break. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina. We got Alfonso coming up right here after the commercial. Don't go away, folks.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts at over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. Joe will be back here at the top of the hour, and it is always a pleasure being with you. Hey, this is 4 hours in a row. Holy cow. Well, this is really exciting. Talking about crazy, crazy kids today. Listen, I've got a couple of Gen Zs myself. One's about to graduate college. One's finishing up high school. But some of these kids are just so... Just, I don't know what it is. Many of them, not my kids, of course, because I raised them, but many of them today are so, they seem so fallible. They so seem so weak to actually sharing ideas that are outside of what they've been indoctrinated with. Wanted to talk with one of my favorite guests through Joe, who's one of his favorite guests as well, Alfonso Rachel, who is a regular guest here at Realside Radio. Alfonso Rachel, how the heck are you, my friend?
Man, aside from all the lunacy that's going out there in this global rubber room, man, I'm good.
Global rubber room.
Global rubber room, man. We need a sane space. Forget the safe space. We need a sane space.
A sane space. Love it. Right. Love it. I might have to borrow that from you. You take royalties, I assume?
Hey, man, just give me an attribution, man, and I'm cool.
How are you? How are things going?
Like I said, man, I mean, I've been here, you know, today, trying to use what the good Lord blessed me with, this equipment, and trying to make some music to make myself sane. And I'm having a jam session with the Thunder, man. We've had thunderstorms today, and I've just been trying to keep up, man. So that's been my day today.
Wow. Well, Alfonso is the host of the Zopian Den, anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study in the Zoloft. And, you know, he's somebody that is always focused on our constitutional rights. You know, Joe sent me this article a little bit earlier. I don't know if you saw it or not, but a Gen Z activist who came out, he was on a Twitter forum where there's about 12 people that are having a discussion about police violence. And this young kid, and he was a kid, he's Gen Z for Change activist. He claimed on social media that 30% of unarmed black Americans are killed each year by police. 30%. Okay? So we're talking Holocaust numbers here, okay, literally. And so everybody on that Twitter forum, he goes by Hell Yeah Jeremy, they took him to task, and he doubled down. He heard some number that planted seed in him, but after a while he started to realize how asinine of a number that was, and he ended up, admitting himself to the emergency room later that night because he could not handle the stress of being called out on social media for a mistake that he made. This happened.
Oh, man. Okay. It's like, ow, my butt hurts. Take me to the hospital. So let me see. The head case of demoroids, had to go to the hospital, and I wonder if he's going to pay for that. How's that hospital bill going to be paid for? You know, going to the emergency room ain't cheap, man. So let's see. He's got some heart issues. And I don't mean, if he actually has a legitimate, you know, heart issue, I'm not clowning that. And I looked at some more of it, and you know, looks like he's trying to own it. Say, look, man, I was wrong, and I'm trying to learn and all that sort of stuff. But you know, before he does that, he takes the other person to task, like trying to call him out for not being a Christian. It's like, well, if you really understand Christianity, then why didn't you go to church instead of going to the hospital? Why did you run to give you some meds or anything like that, or give you some fluids or give you a suppository or something like that? He should have just gone to church, man, or just do some email, pray to God, be like, Lord, help me understand what I did wrong here.
Yeah, he did. You're right. He did in a later tweet or whatever it was. It looks like a tweet. I guess tweets are now literally emails. These things are getting longer and longer. Thanks, Elon. But he says, I made an arrogant comment. I think he meant ignorant. about the rate of unarmed black men being shot by police in this country. I own that mistake, and I'm sorry I was wrong. And then he goes on to talk about, I want to learn, I'm not a millennial or a boomer. Hey, what about Gen X? I don't know. I was born in the late 60s. If you're born before 1980, after 1965, they've completely forgotten about us. But anyway, I'm not a millennial or a boomer. I am young, and I push for policies I truly feel passionate about. But here's the thing. This is the problem that I see that isn't just with young Gen Z, but it's also this level of ignorance that we're seeing coming out of Washington, D.C. and our politicians and our media. Case in point, the Durham report that just came out. People cannot admit that they may have been wrong. This guy, to kudos to him, he did, but we're seeing the adults in the room, the Adam Schiffs in the room, they will just double down on their stupidity because their ego keeps making them trip over themselves, right?
Yes, indeed they do, man. And I know it may sound absurd, but that's part of what I do, Dave. I challenge Democrats on their absurdity. And, you know, when you throw out the charge of white privilege, I'm like, you're absolutely right. There is white privilege brought to you by the Democrat Party. That is who they are. They've always been the apartheid party, and they get away with whatever they want, which is why the Democrat-founded KKK calls themselves the Invisible Empire. They get away with whatever they want in plain sight, man. They own the judiciary. They own the flipping, you can see that they own the ballot box. You know, when they're always talking about your vote doesn't matter, well, no, it doesn't, because they're rigging the elections. They own the education system. They own entertainment. They're basically hidden in plain sight, man, and they get away with practically whatever they want as if nothing happened. The Invisible Empire.
Incredible. Are you going to stick through the break and hang out with us for the next couple of segments?
If it's cool with you, it's cool with me.
Oh, it's always great with me. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and they can check out the Zoloft, the Zopium Den, and other goodies I got there.
Well, after the break, I want to talk about how a couple of squad members, the Democrats, they voted against honoring police officers that were killed in the line of duty. Let me repeat that. A couple of Democrats voted against honoring police officers who were killed in the line of duty. We've gotten to a point here where the level of stupid in this country is getting worse and worse. The level of hatred in this country that is being purported by certain people in our political atmosphere is really causing a major level of dissension. And I want to get your opinion on this after the break, because we're coming in here hard and fast for a commercial. But I just got to say this right now. I have never had such a low level of trust in our leaders when we see things like this. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina. He will be back at the top of the hour at Joe Messina Show. And you can come online and find us at realside.com, therealside.com. And we'll be back right here after the break. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A congressman from South Florida is touting a new immigration bill passed by the House. Republican Mario Diaz-Balart's Secure the Border Act would make changes to the asylum process, end what's known as catch and release, and restart construction of the border wall.
The other thing is that it goes after the cartels.
It also protects the children that are being exploited and trafficked.
The White House says it would make things worse, and President Biden's threatening to veto the measure. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will launch his bid for the White House next week. That's according to multiple reports, which cite sources familiar with the decision. A 2024 run by the Republican has long been expected, speculated, with him running second to former President Trump in polls for the GOP nomination. DeSantis filing formal paperwork with the Federal Election Commission is expected to coincide with a two-day meeting with donors in Miami next week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Everybody, welcome back. Real Side Radio. It is always a pleasure being here in Joe's chair. Well, not his actual chair, but sitting in for Joe, as did last night for 3 hours. And boy, did we have a hootenanny. You definitely want to go back. And I know that you can listen to Joe's show on his webcast, on his actual website himself. You can find at joemessina.com. And you can also find us at Spotify, and you can just go through and listen to the shows. Had a couple of great guests last night. We were talking about artificial intelligence, and of course we were talking about the Durham report, and then also the report about the fact that the whistleblowers were that IRS investigation into Hunter Biden. Well, the DOJ just shut it down. Interesting. But anyway, I wanted to have a discussion tonight with Zoe, a great guest here. Who I've spoken with many times, and I know, as I mentioned, one of Joe's favorite guests as well. Again, tell everybody where they can find you, please.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, where we've got the Zoloft, the Zopium Den, Sledgex, you know, stuff like that.
Okay. So, listen, when we're taking a look at some of the things that are happening right now, and by the way, before we get into the issue that I brought up before the break, I want to talk about, you know, how a couple of members of the squad are actually voting, and they voted against honoring police officers killed in the line of duty. I wanted to go back one step to the discussion that we're having before, where the idea of the viral TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, the infamy, if you will, of doing something stupid and getting likes. We're seeing kids now. There's a new thing. There's a couple of things that I've been watching and aware of, Zoe. And I just wanted your impression on this. One is kids are now going into strangers' homes, and they're filming themselves just walking into people's homes before they get kicked out. That's one. Another, and by the way, you do that to me at my house, let me just say that I'm a Second Amendment proponent here. Number two, the second thing that I've been seeing, and this has been going on for quite some time, there are large numbers of young teenagers and 20-somethings that are taking levels of extreme pepper, extreme high pepper counts, extract of pepper, and doing the Carolina Reaper and things like this, extract from these things, and sucking it down. And some of these kids are ending up in the emergency room, not because their butt hurt, but because their stomachs have exploded. What is going on with this idea about the fact that they can do something so stupid online just for the likes?
Man, I tell you what, look, it's like you, man, somebody gonna be sipping up in our house, man, you better have on a red suit and a fake beard, white beard on or something like that. Oh, Santa Claus, it's summertime, Santa, but that's cool if you got something for him. He might end up in a hospital with that dude with his butt hurt. I've said for a long time, man, with this generation, it's like they're not interested in what they can contribute to society. It's like their focus in life is to just not be bored. You know, that's their goal. I don't want to be bored. And excitement for me is to do something that gains me an audience, that gets me attention. Evidently, they're not getting the right kind of, you know, attention that they need from home. There's probably even some attention at home that they want to get away from. You know, maybe their parental figure is not paying the right kind of attention. Maybe their attention is maybe too controlling, or it's abusive. It could be sexual, or it could be negligent, or whichever. And a lot of times these kids do feel overly controlled, and they need some sort of outlet. But, you know, as it is, you know, Dave, The bottom line is my generation, you know, as a Gen Xer, I got to own up to some of the responsibility because, hey, we had influence over these kids. Somewhere, we dropped the ball. You know, some people may not have done it with their own kids, but, you know, somebody's kids is out there and somebody's kids is screwed up. And you know, Lord help us, man. It's like, because we got the record to set straight as far as this goes.
You think it has to do with the way that some of these kids have been raised? I thought this new generation has been mollycoddled, you know, the participation trophy generation. They've been put in bubble wrap and Purell their entire lives. I mean, you and I are roughly the same age. We were free range kids. The rule was just be home by dark. I could have been anywhere in and around the city, and I was. Yeah. Do you think that these kids have just been mollycoddled too much? Is that what it is?
Well, see, I would have to say something like that because, you know, the things that we may boast in from our generation, man, the iron hot white hot slides and the playgrounds and the skateboards without knee pads and, you know, all the things that, you know, that made us tough, you know, and the things that we boast in. We didn't seem to pass that resilience on to the next generation. Whatever that spirit that we had, the resources, somewhere we dropped the ball. We shipped them off to like schools to be taught by the godless for 8 hours, or something we didn't teach them, something we didn't pass on to them. The whole believe in yourself kind of thing, and you know, whatever it was that this generation has learned. I have to take responsibility, speaking for myself, say, dang, man, what did I miss?
Yeah. Well, speaking of acting childish, I wanted to touch upon the issue I teased at the break here. Two members of the progressive group, The Squad, were the only Democrats, so kudos to the rest of the Democrats, to vote against a resolution that memorialized police officers killed in the line of duty and expressed condolences to their loved ones. Big shocker, it was Rashida Tlaib and Cori Bush, both of whom were big proponents of defund the police. And, you know, any city right now that actually did defund the police, they're clamoring back trying to figure out how to hire more law enforcement officers because the crime is going through the roof. What do these women, these ladies, I don't mean to assume their gender, what do these Democrats, people, what are they thinking, Zoe? Do you know? Could you tell?
Man, speaking of artificial intelligence, are we back on that? Artificial intelligence and artificial virtue, man. It's like, you know, what happened? Weren't they the ones who were saying that we need to praise the Capitol Police and that we needed to have a memorial for the six police officers that were gunned down on January 6th.
Yeah, all six that were gunned down, of which none actually were gunned down. But go ahead.
Thank you. I thought I was crazy, man, because I'm like, seriously, man, were there six? They common core that number, didn't they? They common core that number. And they came up with this fake number, and it's like, well, somewhere in them they've got a sense of honor for fallen law enforcement. So I guess maybe they didn't get the memo on this one.
Yeah, Tlaib and Bush, they didn't actually explain why they voted against the resolution. But listen, I don't. Here's the problem. And I was talking with John Hinderrocker about this last night, who he's right there in the heart of Minneapolis, and which was kind of the birthstone of this whole movement. You know, the fact is that you've got city council members that were defund the police, defund the police, defund the police. And when the crime went through the absolute stratosphere because, oh, there's no law enforcement officers to stop crime, places like Portland and San Francisco and Minneapolis and St. Louis and Atlanta, all of those proponents of defund the police are now clamoring, trying to figure out how we can hire more police because I think we made a mistake. These two women, these idiots, and I'm talking about, and all of them, AOC and Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley as well, they're all the part of the squad. It seems as if they are so ignorant to reality and the facts that no matter what you say to them or what slaps them in the face of reality could ever change these people's minds. That's scary to me, Zoe.
You're right, man. And the thing is, but that's the key word, though, Dave, is reality. Reason. It's a language that they don't really understand. And they say it all the time, man. They're always talking about reimagining things because that's where they live, man. They really do live in imagination land.
Well, we're going to be back after the break, and this is exciting. We've got a lot to talk about here tonight, and I know Joe's going to be back at 7 o'clock, but we've got Alfonso Rachel on the hot issues of the day. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. One more segment coming up here after the break. Don't go away.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Come on, new guest host, Whiskey Dave. It's always a pleasure being with you, as we are, and it is a pleasure being joined this hour with Alfonso Rachel, who... He's talking about all kinds. You know, the thing I love about you, Zoe, is I can throw an issue at you. I can throw any subject at you, and you make me laugh. I mean, it is that's a talent. And as what was Rush Limbaugh used to say on Loan from God, right?
Right.
So nicely done, good sir. I wanted to get your impression on this. This is another Joe Messina subject that he threw out tonight, and I wasn't even familiar this was a thing, but there is, according to Gateway Pundit, a woke race swapping Netflix Cleopatra series. Cleopatra gets the worst audience score in TV history. Just a real recap on this. It's a Netflix series about Cleopatra, and they changed the race of the title character from Greek Macedonian. We all remember the pictures and the movies, and Elizabeth Taylor, I think she was in the original, to African. It is
and according to Gateway Pundit, such an obvious rewrite of history that even the government of Egypt is objecting to the series. They're complaining. An entire country is complaining about a Netflix television show. Okay, I just came from a meeting yesterday with, I'll share this with you, and it's just the two of us talking here, nobody is listening, but I came from a meeting yesterday with some producers, and the discussion in the meeting was a commercial that some of us may be involved with, and the commercial, the participants in the commercial must be mixed race. The kids were a mixed race. The wife and the husband were different races. They're changing history. They're changing television by making sure that they are appealing to the far, far, far racist, crazy, woke people that are out there with things like Cleopatra. And the result is television ratings are down. People are not watching the commercials. They're watching things on YouTube. And you get a response where season one of Queen Cleopatra on Netflix has a 1% audience score, the lowest in the history of everything that's ever been rated. So is this people basically saying they've had enough?
Well, they probably have, one, had a bad enough of bad movie writing, bad storytelling. The movie was probably just bad. It's not so much that people have an issue of these amalgamations. That's not really the issue. They do have a problem with it being forced down their throats. Then the thing is, Dave, I knew that this was going to be a problem. I knew that the Democrats were going to take control of this narrative years ago, right? I produced a skit called Sinisterbia. And it featured an international couple, you know, a white wife and a black guy. And the thing, and it was the joke of it was that you have this Hillary Clinton doll. It was a play on a Twilight Zone episode, the Talkie Tina. So it's this Hillary Clinton doll, and she's throwing all this race baiting narratives and stuff like that, trying to brainwash their kid. So I wanted to get ahead of this narrative, just like showing, like, look, man, this is just a couple. This is how it is, you know, in America. It's not forced. Some couples are going to be like this. Some aren't. Whichever. It's just an American. It's just an American thing. And I wanted to get ahead of that. And YouTube knew it, and the left wing knew it, and they suppressed that content. It's like people could not find that video. And so I knew what they were going to do. That I knew that they were going to take control of this narrative, and they were going to take this kind of amalgamations and shove it down people's throats. The objective of this is to make people resent it. They just want people to get to a place where they're just so sick of seeing black people. But the thing is that this is what the Democrats do. They want us pitted against each other. They are the ones behind the curtain. They're the ones doing the evil, and they're using black people as a patsy. And Jada, hey, you know what? You're right. Hollywood is racist. They're run by Democrats. Wake up, black people in Hollywood. They are racist. They are not your friends.
What do you mean by that? Is it tongue-in-cheek, or are you saying, what is the actual race, the systemic racism of Hollywood, do you believe?
Oh, the systemic race of Hollywood. Well, once again, let me go back to that word. They're Democrats. It is run by the Democrat Party. Party is the party of systemic racism. They are the apartheid party. That's who they've been. The content that they create is purposely to create a perspective between people. You are supposed to view people a certain way. They basically are the party of know your place. This is your place, and this is how we want you seen in society. We have to create a victim narrative. There has to be a villain. There has to be an underdog. And we have to use black people and keep the narrative going that they are in this position, because we use your plight to get sympathy votes for anything else that we want, whether it's socialist policies, border policies, transgender, abortion, you name it. We use black folks for that.
You know, it's really interesting, because when you get clean content from Hollywood, and when I say clean, I'm saying no agenda, just a good story, right? Something that's compelling. And there's some good examples. The television show The Americans or Breaking Bad or the biggest movie of 2022, which was Top Gun Maverick. That may be one of the Marvels took over that as number one spot. But, you know, Top Gun Maverick got people out of their seats, and many adults that weren't Marvel kids went to the theaters. I saw that movie in the cinema twice. I went with my girlfriend and I went with my son. It's the first time I've seen a movie in the theater since Ferris Bueller's Day Off. You know, I mean, it's 30 years. So they can. We see that they can produce content that people want. So when crap is being produced at a level where people turn it down and give it a 1%, literally a 1% vote up, then you'd think that they would listen and they would learn, but they don't seem to be learning from their mistakes, as proven with this Cleopatra nonsense.
But at the end of the day, I reckon it's because this means more to them than money. And it's more to them than actually being entertaining. They have an ideology that they're beholden to. This is their religion. It really is. I'm not being hyperbolic. This is their religion. They talk about separation of church and state, and they talk about us pushing our religion onto them. They are the worst offenders of it. They are in their total violation of separation of church and state as they put punitive measures against us for violating their so-called religion, their so-called faith, which is false. This is who they are. They're total hypocrites, and this is their ideology. This is their religion, and they're forcing it on us.
What do you think the answer is? Because I take a look at something like this, and, you know, you and I were chatting through the break, and we were talking about alternative platforms. And the reality is that alternative platforms, there are many, but they are few in getting eyeballs. And so, you know, when we take a look at the Netflixes and the Paramounts and the Amazons and the HBOs and the YouTubes and the Facebooks and the Twitters, it seems to me that is where, if you need to be successful, you have to be on one of those platforms. And they say, well, start your own. It's all about free markets, so start your own. Well, there have been several people, conservatives, right of center, libertarians, free market thinkers, that have started their own, but they haven't seemed to have gained much traction. So what are the alternatives here for people that don't want woke stuffed down their throat foie gras style, as you're talking about?
Oh, man. There's lots of approaches that need to be taken, and the thing that comes to mind, Dave, is you got to be creative. In a battle, and I'm not talking about, when I say being creative, I'm not talking about artsy fartsy creative. You have to get creative on how you're going to set up your strategies, and that's something that I think a lot of times conservatives are too creative in how they're going to promote a candidate. They have these social media websites or whichever, and they want to get on there and they want to talk about what liberals are doing wrong, and they want to quibble over what candidate is going to be the most conservative, all this sort of stuff. However, the thing that they don't do is they don't promote conservatism. That's the problem. Conservatism isn't promoted. Liberalism is promoted. They promote liberalism everywhere, and it's everything. That's why liberalism is so popular with them that they can have somebody who's totally antithetical to their so-called cause. Joe Biden is white, rich, and old, and privileged.
But
he represents liberalism, and that's why he's where he is. And unfortunately, Republicans do more to sell what Democrats are doing than Democrats do.
So, tell everybody where they could find you and what they will find and what they can read.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and basically if they come to my website, they'll get some culture war coaching.
I love that. We need that. That's what the world needs, Zoe. You're a great American. Thank you for everything that you do. Continue working as hard as you work. I know it doesn't feel as rewarding as some people in media, you know, look like they're doing, but you're doing God's work and people are listening. And you know something? You're doing the right thing, and you gotta, when you close those peepers at night, you gotta feel good about that. And I applaud you, good sir. Thank you so much.
God bless you, man. Thank you.
Take care, Zoe. And hopefully we'll be speaking again real soon. And folks, let me just say this, that at the end of the day, you know what? We're all Americans, even the ones that we disagree with. The crazy ones on the far, far, far left? They're not Americans. They're communist Marxists, and we can just ignore them. All right, folks. I believe Joe's going to be back on in the next hour. And if you hear my voice, then there's a problem. But we'll make sure that you enjoy the rest of the evening. Have a great evening. Good night, everybody.